WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
Everyone, welcome to Pop Goes the Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And, well, I guess he's still maybe at the WWE show in Chicago. Maybe not. But if he's there, say hi to Matt because he's awesome and we love him.
It was yesterday.
Oh, it was yesterday? Well, he's not there anymore, so never mind. But if you see him hanging around Chicago, say hi. And, well, Facebook lies. Facebook so lies. Anyway, so also check out our fine sponsors, Gerwig.net, Fightbooth.com. Oh boy, it's going to be one of those shows. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. I'm back from vacation. It's Pop Goes the Rack, and here with me as well is the ever faithful producer slash co-host slash elf, Sir Rockin.
Everyone loves Baby Shark, don't they?
Baby Shark. Well, I was actually walking around, like rocking out to this, and I was like, hey, yeah, this is a good beat. This is awesome. And then it's, then the do-do-do-do-do-do start, and I was like, no, we are not doing Baby Shark, but we're doing Baby Shark.
Of course we're doing Baby Shark. Because it's, blame the streamers. Streamers, by the way.
Actually, have you seen the James Corden version? Where it's got, like, Sophie Turner and Josh Groban and some of the others.
No, I've not.
Oh, you need to go find that. I need to find that for you so you can watch that. It's hilarious.
It's lit, Brent. The song's lit.
It's totally lit, Brent. And it's going to be stuck in your head all night tonight.
It will be.
You know, so instead of alcohol, you can have Baby Shark. Because, yes, like I said, this is Pup Goes the Rack. This is our end of the year celebration. And unfortunately, we will not be live New Year's Eve or New Year's Day because, well, we don't do a show on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day for the Rack. We do the Raw Post show, but I don't think we're doing it New Year's Eve because I will not be sober.
We're not.
So, and nothing good ever comes from me getting on the air drunk. Especially coming off of family vacations. So, we're just going to like skip over that Rob Post show. So, shows resume next week, next Thursday in 2019. That's scary.
Yeah, that's scary. But we're here to count down to 2019. We're here to look back at 2018 and answer your questions. But we have one story presented by Garwork.net that we need to address before we get into all the fun and shenanigans.
Oh, we got a new news.
Yes.
That's no fun.
I plugged it, so read the story.
Okay, well, hold on. We need to stall a little bit longer. Words being slow.
Okay, so coming in 2019, Impact Wrestling will be moving channels on January 11th, 10 p.m. Eastern on Friday nights.
Why are you talking about this? This is not news. This is not a story. No.
It is. They're on the...
No, it's not. Because you want to know why? You want to know why. Okay? Impact. All right, you shouldn't have brought this up because I'm going to rant on it now.
Let me finish the story. It's moving to the Pursuit channel. Go ahead.
That is not a channel. It's not a real channel. I'm sorry. It's not on Comcast. It's not, okay? Not on Comcast. Not a thing. Not going to happen. He told me about this in the car 6 days ago on the way up to where I was visiting my family, and I went off in the car for, like, what, 15 minutes about this over Skype? Because I was like, why are they moving to this channel? You know, it was bad enough when they went to Pop TV, but at least they got some, you know, things going with Pop TV because that's kind of a pay-per-play, although supposedly they weren't paying to play. Now they're moving to the Pursuit channel, which is not on Comcast Xfinity. Nowhere on there at all. So you're automatically cutting your viewership because you're not on one of the major cable providers. What are you guys doing over there? I understand funds are limited, but damn it, you're shooting yourselves in the foot with this. Like, why? Why do they do this every time? Somebody please explain this to me, because it doesn't add up in my brain.
You good there?
I think so.
Well, okay, so the reason to go into Pursuit Channel is because Anthem Entertainment has vested interest in the Pursuit Channel, and that is a way for them to continue having content air in the United States when there are situations where they won't have a TV deal coming after January 4th. So, they're going to be moving to that network. They promised the people in charge, Don Callis and everyone like that, says the show could be edgier and sexier. Now let's move to Pursuit.
Oh god, there's gonna be boobs everywhere.
There already are boobs all over that show, but they're surviving.
They're surviving, but they're just... This is... I'm sorry. I get they own a stake in this, but this is... I don't understand how they're gonna make money with this. I get that they're attempting to save money, but like I said, you're not on the number one cable provider in the United States, which is Xfinity, right? You're going on Dish and Direct and Cox and probably Hughes. I haven't looked to see who all they're on, but all I know is they are not on like Xfinity, which is the number one broadcaster in the United States. You're not, your channel is nowhere in that listing.
They are on UVerse, Vios, Dish, and DirecTV, and a couple of them, they're in the higher pay tiers.
Great.
So
basically, nobody's going to see this, is what you're telling me.
Here in the States.
Here in the States, nobody's going to see it. Wonderful, because, you know, that's what you need.
Okay, and a lot of its reach, especially on DirecTV and Dish, are not in HD, so that's also a quality step back. I'm glad they're still in there.
I'm glad they're still in the air, but I just feel like every time they move networks progressively, it's like they're moving further back from being on the air. You know, that they're just continuing to take that step back, because it was like they originally started on Fox Sports, or they originally started on local cable access pay-per-view. Then they moved to Fox Sports. Then they moved to Spike, and they were on Spike for a long time. And then they backed off of Spike, and they went to
Destination America, which is a channel no one heard of before then, but at least they were still drawing a number.
Destination America, and then they went to Pop TV, and now they're going to this channel. And it's like, I understand shopping wrestling is super, super hard for television networks because nobody wants it. You know, it basically, if you're not WWE, nobody wants you. And even for WWE, they're struggling right now in their ratings. And that's not good for them, especially seeing as they've inked, you know, billion-dollar TV deals and they're not performing. So that's not good for them. But, I mean, it's like, dude, there's got to be another way. Like, there's got to be something that's going to, you know, help you with everything. Because I just feel like this is not it. But I don't know. I could be completely wrong. But just limiting your audience like this.
Okay. I'll spin it like this. Because here's the spin. If this is a short-term measure, fine. This can't be longer than a year.
No, I promise you it's going to be longer than a year. Oh,
but I'm saying, if they have a plan to get elsewhere and they needed a stopgap, and this is why they're on the Pursuit Channel, fine. Here's my biggest problem with the whole deal. Not that no one can see it. Friday's at 10 p.m.
So yeah, literally nobody's going to see this.
That is the dead time slot. You have SmackDown in October and it'll be 2 hours of wrestling. People are not going to flip the channel for more wrestling after 2 hours of SmackDown. They are WWE fans don't even flip the 205 Live when it aired after SmackDown.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they're just trying to kill the wrestling product so they can sell the assets. Like, I'm not quite sure what they're trying to do with this thing, but this seems like a huge step backwards for them. But what do I know? You're paying essentially nothing for my opinion, and that's pretty much what it's worth. But to me, it's like, why are you continuing to cut your audience like this? Because it's like Destination America was one of those where it's like, maybe you have it, maybe you don't.
Mm-hmm.
This is Pop TV was like that, where it's maybe you have it, maybe you don't. And now this channel, it's like, you either have it or you don't. And that's just like, this is just not smart beyond they're going to save a crap ton of money that allows them to do more in the future. I don't know.
I hope.
Remember when we were like, had really high hopes for this? And we're like, yay, TNA's going to be saved and Impact's going to be okay. And then they're now we're like,
they're okay.
I don't know.
They're here in the States, it's iffy. Canada, they're fine. Out of the States, out of the country, they're fine.
I feel like they're slowly trying to transition the company from a U.S.-based company to a Canadian company.
Which it is.
Which it is now, officially, but it's like basically move all base of operations to Canada, have it shot in Canada, have everything basically in Canada, because it would be cheaper for them than having it here in the U.S. And then they just basically find some U.S. TV deal, which is what this is, and they can air it here in the United States, but it's primarily in a Canadian product.
Okay. Here's a couple things that I hope. One, that if you really want your audience here in the States to continue to watch the product, they need to get it on the Global Force Wrestling, the Global Wrestling app that they have. They need to get it on their app. That way people can watch it. And then that way you're down drawing people to your app and you're able to, make some money off of it. Because that's the only way it's going to work. That's all. See what happens. I'm sad now. I can't even watch Impact. Like, legitimately, I've been watching TNA Impact Wrestling since day one. Legitimately, I have the VHS tape to prove it. It's in a box somewhere.
Word flex, dude. Nobody flexes like that. I don't know why you would do that.
I know, but I do. It's VHS, old school. But I have it. I can't watch it, and that disappoints me.
Yeah, this is just really. I mean, I understand they're trying to save money, but this is like, I just feel like this is a terrible move on their part, and I just don't think this is going to be okay.
We'll see where it goes.
So that's it for the news.
Presented by GoWork.net.
And FightBooth.com. So every year, at the end of the year, we like to do our favorite thing on Pop Goes the Rack, which is Ask the Rack, where you guys submit your questions, and we answer them in either serious or not serious
fashion,
and most of the time it's not serious. So if you asked a question, you expect a serious answer, and we do not answer it seriously. I am terribly sorry, but we're not serious people.
So ready to get into it?
Let's get into it.
You ask it, we answer it. It's Ask the Rack.
All right, what you want to read the first question?
What is your favorite thing about Fortnite?
I like the challenges for the most part. Because it allows you to do something where you don't have to focus your brain all the time on, serious competitive whatever. Like, you can run around just smacking chairs, or smacking trees, or jumping off of stupid things. I don't know. I like the challenges. That's my favorite thing about Fortnite.
I like that it's like you can, like you said, kind of turn your brain off with it a little bit and you don't have to think about it. Like if you want to engage and you want to, you know, really go for it and think and strategize, you can. But at the same time, you can go in and run around and be stupid and do dances and build ramps to jump golf carts and just enjoy the general silliness of the game, because I love how the game, I think my favorite thing actually is that it doesn't take itself seriously. Like, it's a battle royale, right? The concept of it is pretty violent. So what do they do to, like, sort of tone back the violence? They just make it incredibly silly and stupid. I mean, you can run around as a gingerbread man. You can do dances. You can ride in airplanes and golf carts and shopping carts. You know, your feet freeze and you can have ice skates. I mean, just the sheer stupidity. You chase llamas, for the love of God. I mean, you know, it's just, it's the stupidity of it that I love.
The two best things they added were Playground and Down Creative.
Oh my God, yes.
Because it allows you to do anything you want without the pressure of anyone coming after you. Like,
yeah.
We've come up with so many games. We've played Clue. Like, we've played Clue in Fortnite. Why? Because we can. We play hide and seek. We've played Bingo. Like, we've done random stupid crap in Fortnite.
They've really done, Epic's done a really wonderful job of making it as inclusive as they possibly can, and they've recognized that there are people that want to go in and they want to play the battle royale and they want to rack up the elims and get the victories and do all that, and they gear it towards those people. But at the same time, they also saw that there was a need and there was a want of people who just want to go in and have a good time and not necessarily play the battle royale version. That they just want to build, or they just want to explore the map, or they want to play stupid games in the map. And the more items that they introduced, like shopping carts and bouncers and the icicles and the chillers and, you know, all this other stuff, the more stuff they introduced like that, they saw people doing different things with it and engaging with it differently than just using it for the regular game. And so they gave us Playground initially to do that. And honestly, them giving us Playground is the single best thing that ever could have happened, because one, I've been able to improve my skills immensely in Fortnite thanks to Playground.
Not even that. She started playing Fortnite when Playground started.
Yeah, I started playing it. Yeah, so I didn't start playing Fortnite when it came out. I have just a general dislike of video games. I don't generally play them because I'm not very good at them. And I have a very hard time seeing them sometimes, which has been fixed because I now have glasses, because I was having a hard time seeing in general. But I just generally don't like them. And the one time that I had tried to play Fortnite, it didn't go very well because I don't have the hand-eye coordination to do it.
Especially on keyboard and mouse. That was terrible.
Yeah, especially on keyboard and mouse.
As my speakers just decide to go crap.
No, because you pulled your headphones out.
Pull my headphones out.
Yep. See, we talked crap about the keyboard and mouse, and that's what happened. You pulled the microphone out. So, computer's like, hey, screw you. Now everything's back to normal. Go ahead. We think.
Is it back to normal?
Nope.
All right, hold on. Stand by, live radio.
Stand by, everybody. She is having some technical difficulties. Like, it didn't go well for her playing keyboard and mouse, and then we got her on the Xbox, and, you know, once Playground happened, she was able to move around and sort of figure out the map.
Better?
Yeah.
Okay. I fixed it. I think this thing is going bad. I'm probably going to have to go get a new one. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so yeah. And that was the thing, is like, I bought an Xbox and Fortnite came out and I started playing Fortnite on the Xbox, and we're going to kind of do this both ways, because the second question is, what's your least favorite thing about Fortnite? And one of my least favorite things about it originally was it has an incredibly steep learning curve to it. And there's a lot of things that you have to learn how to do in it that are just kind of a pain in the butt. And so it's like, to have the ability to go into Playground and just have an hour to yourself, to have the island to yourself, to figure out how to control your character, how to fire, how to aim, which I still can't do, but I'm better at it than I ever was when I started playing. It allows you to practice without being in the live game, because that's one of the most frustrating things, is it's like, if you're not good at the live game and you get in there with a bunch of really good players, you're screwed. So, because people can get ultra aggressive in the game and people can be dicks about it. But that's every video game. But yeah, that's my favorite thing and my least favorite thing about Fortnite.
My least favorite thing about Fortnite is the planes. Here's why. Putting them in modes they shouldn't be in. Hey, here, let's have a close encounters mode with a plane.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Well, but no, okay, to be fair.
No.
Okay, hear me out. To be fair, people build sky bases in close encounters and they hide up on sky bases.
That too, that's terrible, but at least that's material in the game. You don't need a goddamn plane, and we've ran into it like 4 or 5 times, a goddamn plane in close encounters, and we have shotguns. Well, how are we going to shoot down a plane? Like, we were hiding because you can't do anything against a goddamn plane. It's annoying. That was annoying.
You get another goddamn plane?
There's only one plane in the mode. One. So that dude, just like in the goddamn skirmishes, you can spin up around until the very end, and then you have to come down. It's my least favorite thing about Fortnite right now. Beyond that, I love the planes. I love flying in the planes. I love how you get across the map in 2 seconds with the planes. But in a close encounters mode, ditch the planes.
Yeah, there are certain modes that certain things just should not be in there.
That's why I don't like
I will say this. For creative, I want the Moisty Mire set. Because I have to build a certain swap leader's
home.
And I can't do that right now, which makes me very upset. But
all right, skip the next question because we'll get to that towards the end.
What is your favorite Mick Foley persona? I think this is more directed to you.
Gee, I wonder why. No, but it could be directed towards you. Answer first, and I'll give mine. Are you are you Mankind? Are you Dude Love? Are you Cactus Jack?
You know, honestly, I haven't had a lot of exposure to Cactus Jack or Dude Love. Like, I've seen them. I've seen them in old tapes and shows and that kind of thing. But I think the most exposure that I've had is Mankind, so I have to say Mankind.
Yep, Mankind.
I mean, just by default.
Dude Love was not the greatest. It was funny at times, but Mankind, all the different dimensions of Mankind, because he evolved from being crazy psychopath to a friendly-go-lucky guy.
Okay, let me phrase that. I like the crazy psychopath Mankind. Like, I like happy-go-lucky Mankind, but, I mean, it's like that just kind of gets old after a while. Like, the whole Foley-Taker feud that happened, that was beautiful. That was just, like, so psychological, and I love that kind of crap. So, yeah, that version of Mankind, where it's not really almost Mankind, it's kind of like a hybrid.
It's Foley-Mankind.
Yeah, it's Foley-Mankind, or it's even a little Cactus Jack-Mankind.
Devil's Fan likes Cactus Cage Jack because he loves the hardcore deathmatch. Anyway.
Personally, I think Foley's insane.
Yeah, he is insane.
Just for the sheer amount of pain and suffering he's put himself through, and I'm not entirely sure how he's still walking.
Okay, next question.
What video game system should I get? Xbox One S, Xbox One X, or PS4? This is from Matt.
Well, Matt, if you want to get it, just get an Xbox One, no matter what the version is, as either S or X or whatever the newest version is. I don't even know what the name of it is. I think it's X. If you like, you know, the games they have, if you want different types of games like Spider-Man or Detroit, I think Detroit does humans or something like that, or a baseball game, you get a PlayStation 4. It depends on what you are looking for. If you're just looking for your typical games, both systems have them. So you could either choose the Xbox One X or the PS4.
Honestly, I would check ratings, because I think they both essentially do the same thing. There's just a difference, like Rock said, in games. And I think the X might have better graphics.
Yeah, X has the new graphics. Detroit Becomes Human, that's the name of the game. That's a cool game. Never played it because I don't have a PlayStation. But I watch videos on it. Detroit Becomes Human, that's a cool game.
But I mean, it's really what you're going to use it for. It's what you're interested in. So honestly, I would just do research, check reviews, and you know what? Go to like Target or Walmart or wherever they have them. Cause I think they have like demo versions that you can see, and I think you can mess with them.
You used to be. Go to GameStop. That definitely will have it.
Yeah. Go to GameStop. They'll let you play with it and see what you like the best. But I mean, I'm not a hardcore like Xbox person or PS4 person where it's like, oh, you should have to buy this. No, it's whatever you prefer. It's I would say if you're not sure, do research, go touch it, feel it, mess with it and see what you like best. I mean, personally, I like the Xbox. And the only reason I bought an Xbox was because they dropped the price on Black Friday a couple of years ago below $200. And I was like, well, hell, I can't just leave this sitting here. Like, it was tempting enough that it's like, all right, I'll buy it.
Devil's Fan has, if you get Xbox, you get Xbox for the graphics, PS4 is for the exclusive games. That's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. It depends on what, because PS4 has a lot of different games. Like I said, Detroit Becomes Human, it has the baseball game, it has Spider-Man, it has a bunch of its own games. So there's your answer to that. Next.
If you weren't playing Fortnite, what would you be doing now?
The Rack. The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Honestly, if we weren't playing Fortnite, we would probably still be playing Cards Against Humanity, or we would just be screwing around after the show. Like,
that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. Or I generally just go to bed after the show.
Yeah.
So.
But in general, we would be doing something else.
Let's see, if you could close one fast food chain due to disgusting food, what would you pick?
I'll let you go first.
Oh, Jesus, I have to think about this.
Because I don't like their food, I'd go Wendy's. I don't like their hamburger.
Dude, Wendy's Trotters can come for you, man. I don't like their fries. I don't like how they changed their fries, and they tried to do this, like... I get potato skins are more healthy for you, and Chick-fil-A does it. But Chick-fil-A does it in a way that it's yummy. Wendy's kind of does it in a way that it's not yummy. And so I really don't like Wendy's fries. Trying to think of, like, a fast food place that's, like, disgusting around here.
Apparently Wendy's chili is tight. I keep Wendy's just for the Frosties. I mean, go ahead. That's fine. Burgers do nothing for me. The fries do nothing for me. I don't know. I'm not a big Burger King person either, but... Oh, Checkers is awful, though.
Checkers is kind of nasty.
I'll change it to go to Checkers.
Checkers and Rallies are kind of gross. Last time I ate at Arby's, it wasn't good. So I guess maybe Arby's? I don't know. Like, I'm very particular about what fast food restaurants I frequent, and I only frequent good ones.
Yep. Pretty much the case.
So it's like I haven't eaten in a bad one in a really long time. Although I ate. Okay, so if you're ever in Louisville, Kentucky, there's this place called Joella's Chicken. Y'all need to go there. It's good food. They passed the macaroni and cheese test.
If they would like to sponsor the show, media at wildtalkradio.com next.
If you could, or let's see, why was Jacksonville so bad this year? It's Jacksonville?
Because it's Jacksonville. Because they didn't
have why was Atlanta bad this year, dude?
That's a good question. Jacksonville was bad this year because they were unable to provide the Bortles service that needed to be had. They didn't get enough people around Blake Bortles, and he showed how average of a quarterback he is. And pretty much that's the case.
All right. This is directed to you. What up with Philly hating Santa with the Flyers mascot beating up the Santas? Wait, Gritty beat up Santa?
Gritty, dressed as a Santa, which no one pays attention to, beat up other Santas.
What the hell is wrong with your mascot, dude?
Spreading holiday cheer? I don't know.
I mean, first you throw snowballs at Santa. God.
I've been throwing a snowball at Santa in 20-something years. Can we get...
You still did it.
Can we all move past it?
No! Can we? Because it's a pattern. Y'all threw snowballs, then you threw batteries, now Gritty, who is psychotic looking, dressed as Santa, is beating up Santa. So you have this Cheeto puke orange fluffy thing that looks like a psychopath
beating up Santa. That's taken over the internet, by the way.
That's taken over the internet is beating up Santa. Y'all are weird.
Y'all weird. Anyway, I don't know. I got no answer for that one. Because Santa needed to get a whooping? I don't know. Whatever. Next.
Would you like to go to an Indian promotion in 2019? If they were relatively close to me, yes. But I'm not going downtown for that shit. I'm sorry.
I don't go to WWE, so why would I go to Indy? It's cool. I just don't go watch wrestling.
I went to Indy wrestling for a really long time. About 10 years ago, I used to drive back and forth to Nashville quite a bit to see Indy wrestling because there wasn't a lot here in Georgia. And now there are a couple of promotions here, but it's just I really, really hate driving downtown.
Hey, you can go see Tom Lawler and Ken Shamrock.
Ken Shamrock's here? Is he? Really?
Yeah, he's coming out of retirement in January. Oh. I think it's Filthy Tom Lawler and Ken Shamrock.
Interesting. But yeah, the promotions that are here, I think, are downtown, and I don't go downtown for WWE generally. So, unless Bray Wyatt's there. And so, cause gotta work him in the conversation.
I mean, the ultimate bar brawl in Atlanta, Georgia, Ken Shamrock, Tom Lawler, January 31st. No ring, no rules. That's what they would be fighting.
Where is it?
I'm looking, trying to find out. Keep going.
So yeah, so that's my whole thing is I just, if it's up by me, because I live about 30 minutes, 40 minutes north of the city, then yeah, I would go, but I just don't want to drive that far downtown. I just really don't.
Apparently ODB's going to be on that show too.
Oh, fun.
So you looking for information on this promotion, you can't find anything because they don't have anything, you know, listed anywhere. So that's cool.
Who is it?
The Ultimate Bar Brawl. It's by MCALOON Productions, which I can't find the information for. So, hey, ticket information coming soon. So, when they have information, they'll tell us. Anyway.
Yeah, never heard of them. I don't know them, but okay, all right, whatever.
Whatever.
You had the world's attention for 30 seconds. What would you say? Listen to the rack. Subscribe to the rack. Follow the rack. Send us money. Sponsor us, please.
What she said.
That would promote the shit out of what I would do. Maybe. Somebody go find Bray Wyatt.
And there's 30 seconds. Next.
What was your favorite wrestling show of 2018?
Evolution was really good. The Royal Rumble was really good. I enjoyed WrestleMania. Takeovers were amazing. Because of how special and unique it was, I'll say Evolution.
I'm going to go Evolution just because I waited 20 years to see it. And it made my little heart pitter-patter in with joy that the women have come far enough and are taken seriously enough that they got their own pay-per-view. No guys, all them, for almost 3 hours, kicking ass, taking names, and I just loved every second of it. I would have to say most of the takeovers are right there as well, but yeah, Evolution holds a really, really special place in my heart, just because it's been a long time coming. It's like it almost feels like it was the payoff for sitting through every gravy match, bra and panty match, lingerie match, paddle on a pole, dildo on a pole, you know, whatever you want to call it, match with the women where they were just pee breaks and they weren't taken seriously and they were ignored and passed over, you know, sitting through all that, watching all that, you know, and then we go from that to now this with a whole women's pay-per-view is just beautiful.
All right, next.
Makes me cry. Speaking of the women,
tear.
Who was the most underrated female wrestler in WWE?
Ruby Riott. What about you?
Oh, God, I have to think about this, don't I?
Yeah, but Ruby Riott, she's very, really good in the ring. She's improving as a character every single week. She's really good, and she's going to have a really good 2019 because 2018 was really a breakout for her.
I would have said Becky Lynch, but she's come so far in the last...
She's kind of the man at the moment.
She's kind of the man at the moment. So, yeah, I can't complain about that. I'm honestly going to kind of go with Sarah Logan. I feel like she hasn't had a chance to show her stuff yet.
Congrats, by the way.
Congrats to her on getting married, by the way. But yeah, I feel like she's underrated. Nikki Cross is another one that really has not been able to sort of spread her wings, as it were. And they're kind of holding her back, but I get why. And I'm going to go say Bianca Belair, too. Bianca's another one.
Okay, next.
You're in the circus. Oh, God. Would you rather be the person with their head inside the lion's mouth or get shot out of the cannon?
Cannon.
Lion.
I don't want the lion to accidentally bite down and snap my neck off.
I don't want to blow up inside a cannon.
Alright, there you go. We both gave a different answer. Go. Next.
What was the best thing before sliced bread?
Tim Stein.
Suck up.
Well, that made him old as dirt. That was the whole joke.
I don't know. Sliced bread is hard to beat. And last but certainly not least, what is one match you want to see in 2019?
Toni Storm versus Becky Lynch versus Asuka.
Yes. Yes. All the yes.
Okay. So now we gotta go back up to that one question.
All right.
Predict WrestleMania 35, the card.
Actually, I'm gonna say one. Aleister Black, Bray Wyatt.
There you go.
All right. WrestleMania 35. It's on the horizon.
So, I've given this a little thought. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We all know the main event should be Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
We will see Asuka defend her women's championship against Naomi, probably. Maybe it might be... Actually, it'll be Asuka, Naomi, and Charlotte for the women's championship.
Okay.
For SmackDown. We will see Bayley and Sasha versus Mandy and Sonya for the new women's tag title. That'll be the final at WrestleMania. So that's three women's matches?
Mm-hmm.
From the men's side, that's where it gets difficult. Because there's a lot of talent. For
me, there is a lot of talent.
For me, it's John Cena, Velveteen Dream as a match.
It still makes me nervous.
Yes, but I'm predicting a card, so what I would want to see, it's going to suck balls, Braun Strowman and Lars Sullivan.
Oh, God, why would you do that?
Because you know it's coming.
I know, but I don't want it.
So there is, five matches I put together?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw two people at you, and you tell me who they're fighting, because that's probably easier for you.
Yeah.
Who's Brock defending against?
You know what? I'm going to go with Seth.
Okay.
You took the IC title off of him for a reason, and they're going to point him at Brock.
Okay. So now we're about six matches deep.
Mm-hmm.
The WWE Championship will be defended by, most likely, Daniel Bryan. Against who?
Oh.
It can come full circle, and it'd be The Miz. It could.
It could come full circle and be The Miz, and I'd almost really like to see that. But I think at this point, I don't know if they can get it to Mania, but I'm kind of intrigued by Daniel Bryan versus Mustafa Ali, just because Bryan is becoming everything he hated, and really what Hunter was. Bryan is now gatekeeping SmackDown, and he's gatekeeping Mustafa Ali. And I just really want to see where it goes, but I feel like that could be a really spectacular match between the two.
I got one for you.
Mm.
On the grandest stage of them all, it's The Undertaker versus AJ Styles.
That's not going to happen.
If not AJ, who's the dead man fighting for you then?
Probably nobody.
Are we sure about that?
Well, there is a contender. It's Shawn Michaels, but we'll see if they go one more time. I mean, let's all be real. We wouldn't complain about Undertaker versus Shawn. Well, I shouldn't say that. Some people would. But, I mean, if you're going to do Taker and Shawn. The question is this Taker's last match or is it not Taker's last match? Nobody knows. Is he done or is he not done? I mean, good God, the man seems to be able to go forever. His poor wife.
Okay. I'll be on Shawn. For the WWE Championship, Shawn Michaels and Daniel Bryan.
That would be really fantastic, but I don't think Shawn would do it. I don't think he'd want to be in a title match, because that's pretty much a guarantee Shawn's going to lose.
I know, I'm just throwing it out there. No, but I think it's going to be Daniel Bryan and The Miz. Because I don't think Shawn's working. Even though I would love to see it, because I thought his match was great when he came back. I don't think Hunter's working. I think Hunter's going to try. I think they're going to try Hunter Batista if Hunter can go.
Hunter's a really big question mark because of his whole bicep-tricep shenanigans.
Yeah. All right. This is not a match, but this is what I can see happening. Okay?
Okay.
Elias does a concert. I know that's shocking, right? Elias doing a concert in WrestleMania with The Rock.
I've heard rumblings of that. It would be cool. I don't know if they, and it would be the one way that you could have The Rock involved in WrestleMania where he's not doing a match because he can't.
And then you can have Sanity just randomly show up and get their ass kicked by Elias and The Rock. How about that? Sucks for Sanity, but you get the idea. The Intercontinental Championship, Dean Ambrose will defend in some, here, we'll go with this. Dean Ambrose, Finn Balor for the Intercontinental Championship. What do you say about that?
I would say I would be okay with that. I'd be fine with that. The thing is like, I really kind of want them to retool Ambrose's character just a little bit. Like, I like what they're doing with it, but I just don't see it having any longevity.
Right.
And that's my problem with it, is it's like, it's good what he's doing, But I sort of miss a little bit of the brashness, a little bit of the cockiness. Like him just sort of being, you know, dark and growly and angry. Just, it's like, Like, it's good, but it's just not really intriguing to me. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing him be a little bit more cocky, mm-hmm. especially with the title now.
All right, I'll let you... I think we pretty much have the card, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you Bray Wyatt. Where does Bray Wyatt fit?
On his couch.
But if you had a match for Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania, it would be against...
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
Because if you can't think of it, then there's no reason to bring him back on the Monday Night Raw.
Well, it all depends if he's coming back as a babyface or if he's coming back as a heel.
If he comes back at whatever you want him to be.
Honestly, I would love to see another bout between him and Ambrose. I would almost love to see it more than him and than Ambrose and Balor.
Put him in a three-way.
I don't want Balor involved in this.
Okay.
I just want me some Y-Bros.
Okay.
Just because I'd like to see the dynamic of Bray as a face and Dean as a heel and see those roles reverse and how that goes. The other flip side to that is, do they reunite Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper and have them run as a tag team since Eric Rowan is still out? And do they potentially take a shot at the tag titles? Like, I could honestly see them doing that with Bray, where he reunites with either Luke or Eric or both, and they reform the family because there have been massive levels of rumors about that. And they put them all three back together to sort of rebuild them all, and they take a shot. You know what? Honestly, you could stick Sanity in there with them. Wyatt family versus Sanity.
There you go. So, I think that does it for those questions.
Okay.
So now it's time to look back. It's time to sort of remember what we did in 2018. And for that... I need this.
Hailing from the lonely office in the basement, brings to us the hardest working man, working for the Eva Marie fan club, the assistant to the assistant to the assistant regional analyst, the intern, King Kittens.
Wait, there's not a takeover. What am I doing here?
It's Pop Goes the Rack. You have to celebrate with us.
And you have all the things.
That's it. I'm hiding until 2019. See y'all later. Bye.
No.
No.
Get back.
Okay.
Here.
All right. So this time last year, y'all made some predictions about where we would be right about now.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to hold y'all accountable for it. So should we start from the bottom, Rock?
Yeah, let's start from the bottom.
All right. Bold prediction for the year. Rock said Hulk Hogan will be the 2019 or WWE 2K19 DLC/commercial guy.
Well, that was Rey Mysterio, so that was wrong.
Lindsay said Bray Wyatt as a face.
Lindsay got you get a point.
I was close.
He is he left as a babyface, so that's a point.
He left as a babyface halfway through the year. I don't know if he's a face on his couch right now.
He probably is. Anyway, he's a face.
Okay.
So it's 1 point for Lindsay.
He could be face down on his couch. Does that count?
Yes.
Okay. Who was going to be fired? Brock had Prince Pretty himself, Tyler Breeze, who's kind of undergoing a renaissance right now. Lindsay, how you doing? That's two for Lindsay.
I don't mean to laugh. I'm sorry. It's really not funny.
No, laugh. Considering his ass showed up at Madison Square Garden yesterday. Laugh all you want. Okay, NXT Tag Champions. Rock, who did you have?
The Street Profits.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
No.
Lindsay had Otis and Tucker.
Heavy Machinery.
No one gets the point.
Big yikes on that one.
This one always makes me laugh. NXT Women's Champion.
I mean, this is my best prediction yet.
Rock had either Abby Lath or Alpha Female Jazzy Gabbert.
Oops.
Yeah.
Neither of them are in NXT at all.
Well, one of them would have been if they didn't get hurt.
And Lindsay had Toni Storm.
She's fighting for a women's championship, but she's not a champion.
Well, she's fighting for an NXT title, just not the one we thought.
No, not the one we thought.
Okay, NXT champion. Brock went with the guy who joined the Undisputed Era, Roderick Strong. He is a champion, just not the NXT champion.
Uh-huh.
Lindsay also has a champion, just not the NXT champion, Pete Dunne.
Hey, longest reigning champion to date in the modern era. Thank you very much.
But not the NXT champion. So
yeah, still not the NXT champion.
Does not count. This one I love.
SmackDown Women's Champion. Rock had Becky Lynch.
So close. So close.
He had it if it had ended a month early.
2 weeks early. Needed 2 weeks ago for this. We do this show, but instead it's now Asuka. I'm so close to being right on that one. So close.
And Lindsay has Ruby Riott, who's not on SmackDown. SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Rock had The New Day,
almost
who are going to be 9-time tag team champions according to him by this point.
What are they at this point? 6, 7?
Yeah, they're getting up there.
They're getting up there.
Lindsay had the Bludgeon Brothers.
My children. If my it wasn't poor children. You know what? Honestly, if it wasn't for Eric Rowan's goddamn arm, they would be.
Yeah, possibly. Intercontinental Champion, no. Just, I'm telling you right now, no. You guys were way off. No.
This is the hope and dream one?
This is, both of y'all had the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, we said Bray Wyatt. That was big yikes.
Who has not been seen almost 4 months on TV? I think we're starting to push 4 months that he hasn't been.
Somewhere.
He made a house show appearance.
That doesn't count. The child has to appear on TV for it to count.
No, Lindsay, we've all learned the pre-show doesn't count. The pre-show doesn't count.
Yeah.
House shows don't count either.
All right, next.
WWE Champion from SmackDown, Rock, had the Samoan Submission Machine, Samoa Joe.
Good choice.
Almost so many times. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Yeah,
so close, and yet not really.
No.
Lindsay has Adam Cole.
That's not his full name. Say his full name.
Adam Cole Bay.
There you go.
Who's still in NXT Bay.
For the time being.
For the time being.
All right. Your UK title holder, Lindsay, had Trent Seven.
I could hope.
Rock has the longest reigning champion on the roster right now, Pete Dunne.
I got a point. It's 2-1.
Your cruiserweight champion, Rock, had Rockstar Spud.
Aww.
Well,
he's overseeing the division.
He's the general manager. I mean,
doesn't count.
I mean, he's the general manager. I mean, let's listen to your pick,
Lindsay. Where's Hideo Itami?
I don't know. I wish he would come back. I miss him so much.
He's on 205 Live once in a while.
I feel like he got so screwed.
I think he's suffering another injury, or at least that's what they think. All right. Now we're getting into the last couple here. Raw Women's Champion, you both had the Empress of Tomorrow.
I mean, champion.
She's a champion. She's just not on Raw. She's on SmackDown. We were close. We were really close.
She just has the wrong belt.
Wrong belt.
Your Raw Tag Team Champions for Rock. It's no flips, just fists, who lost their chance at the title this past Monday. The Revival.
Hey, if they win the belts on Monday, I count that as a point.
Say yeah. Lindsay had the Usos, which, to be fair, is always a safe pick when it comes to tag teams.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's a solid choice.
The U.S. title, Rock, went with the experience known as the Velveteen Dream. Lindsay went with the demon known as Aleister Black.
We were so hopeful
on that. We were hopeful on call-ups on that one. Neither happened.
And your big prize, the WWE Universal Champion, Rock, had Roman Reigns until medical.
Half point?
No. He dropped the belt. It's no.
I mean, it would have been if it wasn't. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lindsay, you had Braun Strowman.
So many times.
Yes. So many times. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
So now that we've done 2018, you know what that means.
2019 predictions. Woohoo! With more championships. Let's go.
Yep, we're gonna start across the pond right now.
Okay.
Your UK tag team champions.
Because they're the only team I know. 7 and Bait.
Lindsay?
I have to agree with that pick because I think they're the only ones I know.
All right. Your UK Women's Champion.
Tony Storm.
Tony Storm.
You guys have no faith in Rhea Ripley.
I have all the faith in the world in Rhea Ripley.
But by the
and she has it at the end of 2019, I'll be amazed.
Yeah. If she catches up to Pete Dunne in longevity, yeah, that'd be great. But Tony Storm.
All right. Your UK title holder.
WWE UK roster.
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb. Walter. Dunn has to drop that title at some point. Right? Right?
They're just going like, to retire the belt.
I mean, they might as well just permanently make it his, because good God, he's been champion for over a year at this point.
Jordan Devlin.
No love for Joe Coffey.
I was thinking that, but I went Devlin instead.
All right, now back over to the pond, or back over on our side of the pond, but down in Florida, your NXT Tag Team Champions.
Oh, hell. I don't know.
Try it again. Street Profits.
Okay, hold on. I have to Google something.
Heavy Machinery.
No,
oh, wait.
No, they're calling. They're getting called up.
They're getting called up.
Wait, Rock, I've got it. The Ascension.
I mean,
you joke.
They joke. They could.
You want to talk about a tag team that's like, they started to get pushed and then they just were like, and no.
They gave them the worst gimmick in the world.
Can I get the NXT roster? Is that possible? All right, so Undisputed Era is probably going to be on the main roster.
The Vikings?
Yeah, sure, let's go with War Machine.
War Raiders.
War Machine.
War Raiders.
Box. Cubicle. Box. NXT Women's Champion.
Aaliyah.
Why?
I don't know. Why not?
I can't tell if Lindsay likes the pick or...
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. Vanessa Bourne.
Why?
Because she's better than Aaliyah.
All right. Your main developmental title, the NXT title.
Huh. Good question.
That's a hard question.
Because that roster is going to change a lot. We say that every year, and it always stays sort of the same. But also people come up.
Can I just say unsigned indie darling and
no.
Just leave it at that?
No.
Keith Lee. Oh, I want to change my pick for the Street Profits. Forgotten Sons. I'll go to them.
You want to go with Gunner?
Yeah, why not?
Alrighty.
You want Keith Lee? Sounds good. Let's do that.
Thank God no one said bro.
No,
thought about it.
No, because bro will be on main roster by SummerSlam.
Yeah, he's going up. They're going to accelerate him through.
Yeah.
That's why it's like looking at it right now, it's like, okay, so that person's probably going to be up. That person's going to go up. That person's going to go up. Like, you just know.
Rock, you know my response to that. Why?
It's going to be lit, bro. Lit.
It's going to be so no. Lit.
I hate you all.
Bro.
Bro. It's going to be
bro.
Lit. It's going to be lit.
All.
It's going to be lit, bro.
No, it's not.
Not
okay.
Matt, it's not going to be kit. It's going to lit. Not
lit.
Lot.
It's lit.
Not lie. Lit. There you go. Three times. Got it. You got it. Finally. Bro, it's lit.
It's not
now you know
lit.
How I feel about the Deleters of Worlds.
Yes. It's lit.
Okay. Your 205 Live Cruiserweight Champion.
Who's on the roster? I don't even know who's on the roster.
It is Akira Tozawa, Aria yeah. Davari, The Brian Kendrick, Buddy Murphy, Cedric Alexander, Drew Gulak, Gentleman Jack Gallagher, Hideo Itami, Leo Rush, Mark Andrews, Mike Kanellis, Noam Dar, TJP, Tony Nese, and my guess, probably Gargano.
No, don't do that. That's mean.
I'm going Mike Bennett. Mike Kanellis.
I'll go with Drew Gulak.
See, there's one person I would put money on them holding that Cruiserweight title probably by the end of the year.
Who?
My man.
No. Rock, who did you pick last year?
Spud.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's possible. I didn't want to do it again.
I could see them putting the belt on him.
Yeah, but by the end of the year, probably not. He can probably get it after WrestleMania, though.
Okay. your SmackDown Women's Champion at this time next year.
The baddest woman on the planet, Rowdy Ronda Rousey.
Wow, it's like you think they're going to put her on Fox.
Yeah, I'll go with that. That seems like a safe bet.
Your SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Excuse me.
Thinking.
Honestly, I think when it comes to the SmackDown titles, there's not you can pretty much go with two safe bets.
And I think one of those safe bets is moving the Raw. This time Lord next year.
Lord knows the Raw Tag Team division needs it.
New Day, why not? Just put them down.
Now, Rock, you know what I'm going to ask?
12 times.
12-time tag team champions.
No, we'll go officially 10-time tag team champions.
Okay, the 10-time tag team champions.
I'll go with the Bar.
Your United States champion, Shinsuke. No.
Congrats to Rusev for becoming the new U.S. champion. Adam Cole, baby.
Roderick Strong.
I wonder where we think Undisputed Era is going.
Yeah. Your WWE champion.
This is hard. This is really, really hard because the question is Roman going to be back?
No. Your WWE champion will be Seth Rollins.
Does he make the jump just after WrestleMania?
No. Right, but right after SummerSlam.
Finn Balor.
Okay. Your Raw Women's Champion.
This time next year?
Charlotte.
That's where I was headed. I'll go with Sasha next year. Next belt.
Oh, wait. Who did Lindsay say?
Charlotte.
Next belt is your Raw Tag Team Champions.
The Usos.
Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper.
Wyatt family. Your Intercontinental Champion. The second highest belt in the... Never mind.
What belt?
Rickish.
I see.
Yeah, IC title.
Ricochet.
EC3.
And finally, your Universal Champion.
Dunno. AJ Styles.
Dean.
Okay, and then a few questions. Number one, who's going to be the breakout star of 2019?
Nikki Cross.
Lars Sullivan.
Don't be
Rock, don't even make me type that.
No, make him type it. Make him type it.
I'm going to say EC3 has a breakout year on the main roster.
All right. So we've had a breakout star. Who's going to get the pink slip?
No.
I'll type it there.
They don't like to get rid of people. So that question is harder than it seems.
I think it's who's going to quit.
Yeah, there could be quit. Although, they might not like getting rid of people, but then again, if you're bringing up as much, or, you know, people from NXT, and you're not using them on the main roster, where are you going to put them?
All right, get rid of Zack Ryder. Woo, woo, woo. You know it. Lindsay?
I'm going to say Kurt Hawkins.
We're really about them, that
Edgeheads.
Yeah, we think highly of the Edgeheads.
And finally, your bold prediction for 2019.
Hulk Hogan will be the downloadable content for WWE 2K20.
Really? WWE and Epic Games are going to partner, and we're going to get Fortnite WWE skins. It's going to happen. And Bray Wyatt's also going to return at some point. I don't know when, but he's going to potentially show the back.
There you go.
Because he has to at this point, right? Right?
So does that mean he just has to show up at any point in 2019 and Lindsay gets it right?
Yes.
No.
Which means if he shows up next week, I'm good.
Well.
No, 2 weeks, because he's a Raw superstar, so technically 2 weeks.
I was going to say, if he shows up next week, technically it's 2018, so you would have been wrong.
No, I've already seen the quote. If he doesn't show up next week, 2 weeks.
No, because they haven't taped yet. They're taped next week's tomorrow. You saw Christmas show spoilers. We all know
he's not coming back next week.
We all know which skin Lindsay's going to pick. Yeah, she's going to pick the Mojo Rawley skin.
No.
All right, is that all the questions?
Lindsay gets the Kalisto skin.
Wait,
that's it.
Wait,
that's all of them
don't we already have the Kalisto skins?
We kind of do, actually.
Yeah, Lucha. That's so, we can all rock Lucha House Party.
You could.
But yeah, that's it.
All right, that's Pop Goes the Rack.
All right, so, well, you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Short list, because only a show on air this week will be Saturday night, midnight-ish for CB Radio. We're doing the Greater Great Debate. Don't know what yet. We'll have something. CBRadioLive.com, the end of the year show, this Saturday night. Wrestle Talk Radio returns on, pulls up calendar to give you an exact date, January 6th with WTR Fantasy. Yep, that's the thing. Raw Post Show returns on January 7th. But we'll be back live next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of The Rack to kick off the year 2019. That Rack Radio Show on all your favorite social media platforms. It's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's The Rack Radio Show on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. Just search that. Make sure you follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTRLive. Make sure you follow at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Also, Fortnite with Friends is coming up in mere moments.
It is. Brent, do you have anything you want to plug?
Not at this time.
You can follow him on Twitter, at Kane Kittens. You can follow me on most of the social medias, at Linsward, LANSWRD. And, well, don't forget to check out all the awesome shows on this network. Don't forget to check out our review of the Timeless series finale. It's the Rack Reviews Timeless Edition over at RackRadioShow.com. And, well, keep your eyes posted because we will be returning in 2019 with the Rack Extra Total Bellas when that comes back. So, yay for that, because my house is not going to be fixed anytime soon. No, that's my bold prediction for 2019, is my goddamn house is going to be finished at some point in 2019, with the way that we're going right now.
I mean, anyway.
Yeah. So go check all that out. Want to wish everybody a very safe, happy, healthy new year. I hope everybody has a great time and has a wonderful 2019. I wish you guys a wonderful 2019. If you're drinking on New Year's Eve, please stay safe. Uber and Lyft are your friends. Designated drivers are your friends. And for the love of God, if you have to stay over at somebody's house, there's no shame in it. Just, like, pull up on the couch. It'll be fine. I'm sure they'd rather have you sleep on their couch than end up in an accident. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Let's all exercise a little caution here. So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com. If you get a quick second, check out Gerwick.net, FivePoop.com, and MBGFilmsYouTube.com/MBG1211. So, that does it for us in 2018, and we will be back in 2019. Till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.